We are now going to do Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan, the last full Amud of Maseches Moed Katan. Chav Tes Amud Aleph is a short Amud, so we'll see how far we get. Now let's begin the last Mishnah of the Masechta. So the Mishnah is going to continue to talk about burying a mace on Yom Tov. Nashim b'moed ma'anos. Women on Chalamoed should cry out and scream out when someone dies. Avalom metapchus, but they shouldn't clap their hands together as a sign of mourning. Rabbi Shmuel Omer smuch samit metapchus. Those that are closer to the coffin can even clap their hands in mourning. Barashi chadash mechanik upurim ma'anos umetapchus. But in Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, they can cry out and clap their hands. Bezev v'zev lo mekonenos. But in either event, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, all that, they shouldn't be makoninos. The Gemara is going to explain what kina is exactly. Nik barames lomanos lomatapchus. Once the dead is buried, then they shouldn't cry out at all either, nor should they clap. Ezu inoy. What is inoy? What does it mean? Ma'anos shekulan onos ka'achas. That they all answer at one time. They all cry out and sar at the same time. Kina is sha'achas medaberes v'kulan onos achareha. Kina means one of them speaks and everyone answers after her. Shenemar v'lamedna v'nosechem nehi v'isha. That you'll teach your daughters nehi, you'll teach your daughters to groan, and a woman will teach her friend kina. But the Mishnah wants to end the Masechta with something a little more cheerful. We're going to say that Bilam Avos LeNetzach, that death is going to be gone forever, and God is going to wipe tears off of all faces. My Amran, what would the women say when they were during the Hespit? So Amr Rav, they would say, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila, Oy on what has left us, Oy on the dead body, the bundle that's been taken from us. Amr Rav, Nashi de Shachantziv Amran Hachi, the women of Shachantziv would say the following, Vaila Azla, Vaila Chavila, that woe unto the what's gone, and woe unto the bundle that's left us. Vam Rav, Nashi de Shchantziv Amran, God Grama Mekacha. The women of Shchantziv would say that cut the food from the teeth. V'namte Maya and La Antiche, and water will get to Antiche. Meaning, when you take the food away from the ill person, his body overheats, and his and the water for his feet gets very hot, like water that's found in Antiche, in a certain type of pot. Vamarava, Nashi Dishchantse Vamrin, they also used to say, Atuf Vachasuture Devarame Varavravehu. Wrap up the mountains in darkness as a sign of Avelos, because this person is coming to be buried. Whether it's the child of someone who is a gadol, and the child of he who is on of those who are very high up. Vamarava, Rava also says, Nashi Dishchantse Vamrin, the women from used to say, "Shayil tzdala demelsa levar chorin deshlimu zavdei." Everyone should people don't have enough food, so get some tachrichin ready for this person. Vamravad nashid shchantziv vamran. They also used to say, "Roit v'nafal amabra v'yazufta yasiv." A person who was very busy and ran all his days after money, and now he's fallen empty-handed, just like a person leaves the world without anything. Vamrava nashid shchantziv amran. The women of shchantziv also used to say, "Achna tagari azavzige mi batku," that our brothers, the merchants, in a place of their business where their wares are being checked out, if they're believed or they're not being believed. Meaning, a guy who worked his whole life, now that he's dead, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking into is how honest he was in business. V'yamarava nashi d'shchantziv amran mosa ki mosa. The death of this person is like the death of every other person, because every person ultimately is going to die. Umarin chibulaya. But the yisurim, the suffering that the person suffered before his death, are like interest that's added onto a loan. That's something that he had to suffer more than other people had to suffer. So main point number one, Rava goes through various statements, poetic statements that were made by the women of Shachantziv at a funeral. Tanya, so the Bryce of Nethagmar is going to bring other mamarim that are said at a Misa and at a Kvura. He used to say the Psukim and Kohala said it's better to go to a Beis Avel than to go to a house of celebration, better to go to a house of mourning than a house of celebration, because Achai Yitin Alibo, that people will pay attention. Dvarim Shal Misa, meaning people will realize that everyone ultimately is going to die, and Diyispad Yaspidune, just like we're eulogizing this guy, guy, one day they're going to eulogize us. Diyikbar yakburune, and just like they're burying this guy, one day they're going to bury us. Diyitan yatanune, just like they're carrying this burden, one day they're going to carry us to kvura. Diyedol yadlune, he who is raising his voice in hesped for other people, one day they'll raise their voice in hesped for us. Vikada amri, and others say delo yidal yadlune, someone who didn't act in an arrogant way, such a person is going to be raised up by Shemayim, is going to be raised up by Hashem. Dechsiv ki tov amr lecha alehaga. So main point number two, Rebbe highlighted the reasons that it's better to go to a Beis Avel than it is to go to a Beis Mishnah, that it's better to go to a house of mourning than it is to go to a house of celebration. The Gemara brings a story now about Nicham Avelim. Tanur Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Kishemes Rabbanan Shlomo Yishmael Nichnasu Arba Zekenim Menachemo. When Rabbi Yishmael's sons died, four Zekenim came to be Menachem him. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, Rabbi Akiva. That was the list of his guests. Amalim Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon said to the other Zekenim, Du'u Shechachem Gadolhu. You should know that Rabbi Yishmael is a very wise man. Ubaki ba'agados. He knows all of Agadata. Ali Karnisachem Nikam L'toch Divrei Chavero. Make sure that we don't overlap and we don't interrupt each other. Am Rabbi Akiva Vani Achron. Rabbi Akiva says, fine, but I want to go last. Pasar Rabbi Yishmael va'amar. Rabbi Yishmael started. Rabu Avonosav Techafu Avalav Hitriach Rabosav Pamri Shonu Shnia. That he wanted to say about himself that because of all of his sins, that's why he was punished, and that's why he's suffering all these avelos over his children that kept on dying, and that they had to come and be menachim him over and over again. Nana Rabbi Tarfon va'amar. So Rabbi Tarfon said to Rabbi Yishmael that it says in the Torah that Moshe and Aaron and the remaining children of Aaron after Nadav and Avihu died were told Vachechem. Moshe said to Aaron and to Aaron's remaining children, "Va'achechem kol beis Yisrael yifku es asreifa," that all of the Jewish people are crying over that which was burnt, meaning their brothers, not even of you. V'lo dvarim kal b'chomer uman nadav aviyu shlo asal mitzvah achas tichsiv v'yikriv bnei Aaron asadam elav. If not even of you only did one mitzvah on the day of their death, banav kach, still there's zocha that all of Klal Yisrael mourns them. Banav shlo bishmal, the children of Rabbi Shmuel, who learned Torah and taught Torah and did so many mitzvos, alachas kama v'kama, all the more so that everyone should mourn them. Then Rabbi Yosei Glili v'amar. Then it was Rabbi Yosei Glili's turn, and he said that it says in the Nevuah of Achiyahu to the wife of Yeravim when her family members died, v'sabdulo kol Yisrael v'kavrulo, so that they that all of the Jewish people eulogized him and buried him. Well, dvarm kal v'chomer uma avia ben Yeravim shelo asel davar echatov d'chsiv bei yan nimtzabo davar tov. Right, if Avia, the son of Yeravim, who only did one good thing in his life, still, because it says yan nimtzabo davar tov, that there was one good thing that he had done, kach, and nevertheless all of the Jewish people eulogized him. The children of Rabbi Shmuel, all the more so, is deserving of everyone eulogizing him. So then, my davar tov, what is the one good thing that Avia did? Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Chinna bar Papa Chada, Mar Shebitel Mishmarta. One is that one says that he stopped the guards that Yeravam was worried that people were going to be all the regular to Yerushalayim and set up guards on the roads that people shouldn't be able to go. So Avia, his son, got rid of that, v'al l'regel, and he went to be all the regal. V'chadomer, shebitel pardesos, shoshiv Yerav maviv, al adrachim shlo yal Yisrael l'regel. That he set up, he was mevatel the army units that Yeravam had set up on the roads that would stop people from being all of the regal. So whatever he did, he encouraged Aliyah L'Regel. Now the Gemara goes back to the story. Nana Rav Elazar ben Azariah v'amar. Rav Elazar ben Azariah then responded. He responded to Rabbi Shmuel's mourning, and he said, "B'shalom tamus u'b'misrufos avasecha melachem arishonim sharhei lefenecha kein yisrufu lach." That he promised him that he darshed in this pasuk. Well, dvarm kal v'chomer umatzid ki omelch Yehuda shlo asal mitzvah achas shehelo Yirmiyahu minatid. If it's ki omelch Yehuda, who only did one mitzvah, that he took Yirmiyahu out of the sand, and nevertheless kach, he was buried with great honor and great distinction and great espedim. Banav shav Yishmael alachas kama v'kama. all the more so the children of Rabbi Shmuel deserve that kind of honor. Then Rabbi Akiva Vamar, then it was Rabbi Akiva's turn. Vayomahu Yigdal HaMispeid B'Yerushalayim K'Mispeid HaTadrimon B'Vikas Megidon. That the Hesped that day is going to be like the Hesped of Dadrimon in the valley of Megidon, in the plains of Megidon. Vamar Rav Yosef V'Moli Targumi Da'ikra Lo'av Yadana Maikamar. Rav Yosef says, had it not been for the Targum on that Pasuk, I would have no idea what the Pasuk is talking about. B'Yidnahu Yaski Mispadu B'Yerushalayim K'Mispadu Da'acha Bar Amri De'katul Yosei HaTadrimon Bar Tavrimon K'Mispeid On that day, in the day of the Geula, there's going to be such a big hesped in Yerushalayim, like the hesped of Achav, who was killed by Hadad Rimon ben Tavrimon in Ramot Gilad, and like the hesped of Yoshio ben Amon, who was killed by Parunucho in Bikas Megidon. That's what we're saying, that on that day, La'asulavo, there's going to be a major hesped. If Achav Melech Yisrael only did one good thing in his life, nevertheless, kach, he still gets such a beautiful hesped. So the children of Rabbi Shmuel are for sure deserving of such a beautiful hesped. It says by Tzidkio that he dies in peace. And it says that after they brought him to Nebuchadnezzar, they blinded his eyes, they chained him up, they dragged him down to Bavel. So wait a second, how do you explain B'shalom Tamus then, that he died in peace? He got to see Nebuchadnezzar die during his lifetime. As long as Nebuchadnezzar was alive, then they weren't freed from their captivity. After Nebuchadnezzar died, Tzidkio was freed from his captivity, and then the next day he got to die in peace. He didn't die in jail. Amar Rava also said the Rabbi Bar Mari, Ksiv Bebi Yoshio, it says by Yoshio that Chulda Hanavia had a nevuah about him. L'chein niyosivcha al avosecha v'nesafta al kivrosecha b'shalom. That you'll be buried together with your forefathers in peace. Uksiv, and it says when Yoshio was battling Paru Necho, vayoru ayorim lemelech Yoshiyahu, that they shot at him, they shot arrows at him. V'amar vidam rav, shasu kikvara. They shot so many arrows into his body was like a sieve, it was full of holes. So how does that describe that he died in peace? It was peaceful in that the Beis HaMikdash was not destroyed during his lifetime. So a couple of main points over here. First one, that when Rabbi Shmuel's children died, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosei Glili, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva, each offered comfort by saying that lesser people were mourned with very great kavod. That lesser people than Rabbi Shmuel's children were mourned with very great kavod. And then the last thing, both Tzidkiyahu and Yoshiyahu are considered to have died in peace, even though they went through a lot of suffering near the time of their deaths. But they're both considered to have died in peace on some level. Okay, we'll stop there. There'll be one more shir that we'll pick up from Amar Rabbi Yochanan.